The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Tom Brosnan is with me. Tom is a civil defence officer in County Kerry. Tom, you're welcome to the show. What's the weather like in the kingdom?
Hello, Kieran. And the weather at the moment is pretty cold, and you can feel it all day long. It's building up to be a lot colder tonight. Hopefully tonight now will be, hopefully, if the gods are with us, the last severe night of it. It's 5 days of this now at the moment, and it's really getting tiring.
And what are the challenges then that some people are facing then there that you guys in civil defence are helping them to meet?
It's, I suppose, the isolation in individual houses that are high up. We call them now the Highlands, around Brosnan, Larrikin, Pawn, Knocknagoshal areas. It's just so high, and the snow hasn't stopped really. I say today was the first relief they got, but then you had a severe cold coming on top of that. So you're looking at, you can't find the roads. You're looking at huge drifts up to 10 feet, you know, up to windowsills of houses, and no electricity, no water, in some places, no heating. They're there since Saturday in those conditions. We're trying to get food into them. We're bringing up canisters of kerosene and filling up the tanks as much as we can. Just giving you kind of a role of what we're trying to do with 4x4s. And that's just in that pocket. And then in other areas, we're bringing key staff to hospitals, nursing homes, carers out to special needs. The list goes on. Prescriptions, GPs into their practices, important medical prescriptions out to people in isolated areas as well. So it's ongoing. We evacuated a family at 2 o'clock in the morning. They were in serious difficulty with a newborn baby. So it's ongoing. And like, you know, we're a community service. We're volunteers at the end of the day. And look, only for them and for the other communities that we're all coming together in this to help out everyone. And it's great to see it.
And Tom, have you managed with the kind of the equipment you have to reach everybody who needs to be reached? Or are there people you still haven't been able to get to? Or have you had to rely on, you know, the kindness of strangers, maybe kind of farmers in that part of the world with bigger equipment?
Yeah, like there's some difficult areas that we wouldn't have the equipment. Yes, but the local farmers and the forestry departments would help there. As I said, the camaraderie between us all is to help the people who are really struggling, because it's a long duration that they're dealing with. And we are doing the best we can. Everyone is being in contact with us. We are helping. We are getting through to those difficult areas one way or the other. So you have the likes of Kerry Mountain Rescue with their big equipment and 4x4s and experience getting into those key areas as well. You must realise from the storm Dara that some ESB electricity has been out since those places as well. And they are very, very isolated in the back of rear forestry areas as well. Like, you know, difficult, really high terrain and hard access and egress to get into.
Well, listen, Tom, stay safe, you and all your colleagues, as you continue to deal with it in Kerry. Our chief reporter, Barry White, is in Clonmel in County Tipperary. Barry, Munster's forecast to be amongst the coldest areas overnight again. Is that right?
Hi, Kieran. Good evening. Yeah, look, -5.7 degrees was recorded at the Gertine weather station in North Tipperary overnight, and temperatures could drop even lower in parts of Munster tonight. It's forecast to be -9 in parts of North Tipperary, and it's forecast to be -8 in other parts of the county. And it's remained cold throughout today here in Clonmel. The warmest it has been is -1. It's actually -4 right now, so it's been a bitterly cold day all day. And look, Kieran, this has had an impact on many members of the public across the county. There are elderly people in rural parts of County Tipperary who have been unable to leave their homes since Sunday. Some parts of the county saw up to a foot of snow or more that hasn't thawed yet, and some rural roads and back roads have been impassable. For example, the R678 mountain road here in Clonmel has been closed today because of the weather conditions. Meanwhile, the main roads have been okay across the county, with Tipperary County Council gritting all primary roads a number of times. However, the local authority here are still asking asking people to only travel if absolutely necessary, while the Road Safety Authority are asking motorists to treat every road like it has black ice. Meanwhile, also this evening, there are reports of freezing fog in parts of Tipperary, especially in and around the Tipperary town, Limerick Junction area.
What about the footpaths? Any gritting at the footpaths?
Well, there wasn't this morning in Clonmel, anyway, Kieran. The footpaths were in Clonmel Town Centre this morning were literally like an ice rink. I went out this morning out of my hotel and I soon turned backwards because I didn't want to fall and break my neck. But it was out again and after it was on News Talk Breakfast, and everybody I seen going to work were actually walking on the roads. They just couldn't walk on the footpaths. They were at slippy. I actually witnessed a number of people falling on their way to work this morning. Well, one old age pensioner I seen slipped outside the post office around 10 o'clock this morning. So yeah, very treacherous here in Clonmel. And these people I spoke to were very critical of Tipperary County Council.
Down at the post office here in Upper Arishan, there's loads of people, elderly people, after falling, going in there. And I heard the ladies, after ringing the council, to come up and put down the salt. And you might as well talk to yourself. No one came up. Now, I can't walk. I live up around here, and I cannot walk on the footpath because it's too dangerous. I'm walking out on the road, and the cars are going up and down and everything, and you could be knocked down. I think it's disgraceful. The council have done nothing since this bad weather came.
Now, some parts of the town, the footpaths are fine, but it seems to be the business owners themselves who are out clearing the footpaths.
I will tell you now, there's a doctor here, and when I came up, I was walking on the roadway the other day, because you couldn't walk on the footpaths and everything. And that man, he had a load of patients waiting to see. He had to come out with a shovel and clear all outside his surgery. Now, where's the council? Imagine a doctor had to come out and clear all his own premises. They should have come up and put down bloody salt. They didn't do it.
If it wasn't for people and businesses here in the town, there'd be nothing done.
Should the council be coming out and clearing the footpaths?
Absolutely. Because they are like an ice rink. Paid for, isn't it? Like, if people get severely damaged, who do they go to? Like, it's the council's duty to make sure that people are safe, isn't it? Like,
and people are having to walk on the roads, not the footpaths.
Yeah, and that's even putting them more at danger because cars are coming along, and if a car does end up having a skid, who are they going to skid into? Only the people, like, do you know? So it's ridiculous, really. Like, what are they doing with taxpayers' money? Why aren't they out making sure people are safe? Why haven't they prepared for this kind of weather?
And Barry, what about the council themselves? Have you been talking to them?
Yeah, I have contacted the press office, Kieran. And just to add, that second woman who I spoke to in the Vox Pop slipped on the ice about a minute after I spoke to her. She was very, very lucky not to hurt herself. I went over and checked, but she was okay. But yeah, I've seen so many people slip there today. And as I say, I contacted Tipperary County Council, their press office. The only reply I've received was that my media query has been passed on to the corporate section. So I haven't got an explanation yet as to why the footpaths weren't gridded in Clonmel today. Like, Kieran, I did see Tipperary County Council workers here in the town, but it was around midday when they started gridding and salting the footpaths. And the council only have so many workers, and they're not going to be able to clear every footpath in every town and village. However, local TD Matty McGrath says Tipperary County Council should have been better prepared.
Well, it's next they've got, obviously, snow and inclement weather. There was warning, albeit probably should have been a red warning. I'd advise people not to come out because the snow is packed in and it's frozen and it's lethal. Look, the council, yes, they don't have a plan. And since the amalgamation of North Tip and South Tip, Clonmel is the forgotten town in Tipperary. And they have a skeleton staff, they're doing their best, but there's absolutely no plan. They keep pouting out the story that they have 1,100 of roads to salt. I know they're very low on salt at present. It's just simply unacceptable. I mean, a small bit of snow, albeit 5 or 6 inches. Some countries deal with this and deal with it effectively. But we have no plan and literally nearly no hope. But this town of Clonmel needs serious attention. It's on life support. The business rates have gone up by 6%. Yet no ratepayer had got any salt, got any assistance to clean their front of their areas.
Here in Clonmel, this morning in the town, people were literally walking on the roads. They couldn't walk in the footpaths because they were like ice rinks. Should it be ensured that that cannot happen again tomorrow?
It's impossible, and I know it's dangerous advice, but it's much safer for people to walk on the roads within daylight because the paths, as you see, where the snow is compacted, it's lethal. Cannot walk the paths. So how are people going to walk? Simple as that. we had this in 2018. Waterford County Council out the road made major investments in snowplows and equipment. They have the drivers put up in the hotel in Dungarvan. They're able to get the trucks in and out and around. Tip Council did nothing like that. So there should be a national kind of system that all councils do the same. Here, we just seem to have all management, all chiefs and no Indians, and no re-election plan, and it's not acceptable.
I witnessed people fall on the ice this morning. I spoke to one woman, fell on her back. She was lucky she didn't break her back, to be quite honest. Is it just an accident waiting to happen, or maybe there's people already have been hurt in the ice today?
Oh, there are, yeah, there are. There are people going to hospital in the last couple of days, so I'd advise people to stay inside unless it's absolutely necessary.
That's what Matty McGrath, the Independent TD, has to say to Barry White in Clonmel and County Tip. Henry McKean is in Limerick. Henry, what's the situation there?
Kieran, I'm actually under a rug talking to you. That's how cold it's getting. -8 degrees we could see in Limerick tomorrow morning. The roads are like ice rinks. I drove on the N20, the N21 as well, and there's frozen fog, and it's getting worse and worse. The roads are clear, but you can only just get through. Earlier on, I took a few dodgy turns and almost crashed a few times. I took basically a route that wasn't properly gritted, and so many people have fallen into that trap. So we really need to be careful. 42 rough sleepers were taken indoors last night in Limerick City as well. I visited the Limerick-Cork border. They're still having issues. A real isolated spot, incredibly isolated. I had to give up on the EV and jump into a yellow 4x4 Jeep. This farmer I met, he's frustrated about the lack of progress made on those Cork-Limerick rural roads.
Hi there, my name is Robert Gore, and we're in Tullalees in County Cork on the border between Cork and Limerick.
We're in Tullalees. We've just driven in your yellow Jeep. It's bright yellow, and the roads around here, I have to say, are in a really bad shape still.
Yeah, the roads are very, very bad. Only for the farmers clearing a lot of the roads, they would be impassable. But we're hoping the council might come maybe in the next day or two to clear some of the snow that's on the roads.
You're a rural farmer. You have cattle. How hard has it been? Everywhere I go, they're offering me oat milk. They run out of milk. Do we need to worry about supplies of milk?
Well, I suppose I'm not a liquid milk producer, but I still milk cows during the winter. One of the big problems is supplying water to them. At the moment, I have no ESB on the farm.
And, so you have no electricity on the farm?
We have no electricity on the farm.
Still?
Running a generator. I know it's supposed to be back tomorrow evening. You know, they are working their best, but there's so many faults in the lines that they just keep pushing out the date on the DSB power check. So it's hard going. It's tough in this weather. But look, that we have to make the best of it. We have great neighbours, a great community. Everyone is doing their best to help everyone, so to keep things going.
It's about -5 at the moment and dropping. Are you frustrated?
Yeah, we are frustrated because, look, one day was okay, but you get kind of sick of it after more than 2 or 3 days. Even the basic jobs become big jobs, so that's what we have to do.
That wind would just cut you in two. You've got your generators here to try and keep the farm going, but so many, you know, community out here don't have generators. They're just freezing.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. Without ESB, it's a big problem. The generator, I have a generator there that's on the back of the tractor, and that runs the farm, but you can't leave it on all the time, so when you turn it off, then the water freezes, because we have a well, a pump for the well, and for the house there now, we've had a generator just keeping the lights on and just trying to keep the basics things going, but you aren't able to boil a kettle or anything.
All right, that's Robert Gore. What about the mobile phone networks and electricity, Henry? What's the situation?
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely cold. I'm actually shivering talking to you. Chilly Willy. Vodafone, they've actually said to me they've got crews all over the country with generators chasing electricity outages to make sure there is minimal downtime. They're saying that 99.53% of their network is operating as normal. I did lose connection earlier in Tullalees, but I got it back again. Also, ESB, the internet, water, all of them are having issues. They're trying to get everything fully restored. Here are some farmers Basically, we just heard from Robert Gore. These are his teenage kids.
Hi, my name is Gillian Gore. You're just talking to my dad, Robert.
Hi, my name is Bobby Gore.
So you're in school, you're doing your junior cert, you're in UCC. Both of you are kind of stranded here. Also, there's no 4G out here at the moment. There's no mobile phone connection. How is that for you?
Oh, it's been hell now, to be honest. Just because we've been stuck in the house, and until our electricity came back yesterday, we'd no Wi-Fi and we'd no coverage. And just even, like, it's hard enough being at home, and then when you've kind of no contact with the outside world, it makes it difficult as well, you know.
And there is this Arctic air that's hitting us. This is the coldest I've experienced over the last few days. It's absolutely freezing at this spot. How are you coping in this?
Oh, I'm just wrapping up, making sure I'm warm. Big fluffy socks, I mean.
Fluffy socks?
Yeah. My dad has military ones, and they're very, very warm altogether. It keeps you nice and warm in the cold weather.
Do you think things are going to improve, or are they going to get worse before they get better? And do you think the authorities are just waiting for this massive amount of snowfall around here? I think you had, 8-9 inches to actually thaw.
To be honest, I'd say it's probably going to keep freezing, but I don't think we'll see any more snow, which is good. I'd say the authorities are probably waiting until it just get better. I don't know what really more they can do except for clear the roads.
So those are the words of the Gore teenagers. What about the shops, Henry?
Yeah, a lot of the shops are closing early, but they're trying. I did spend some time in a Top Oil to actually speak to the staff. Also, tractors are delivering milk and groceries to people.
Hi, I'm Sarah Singleton, and we're in Drumcullagher, County Limerick.
So we're in Drumcullagher. It's absolutely Baltic right now. For the listeners out there, it looks like I'm smoking a cigarette. The air is just so cold. I think it could be dropping to about -5. How has it been here for you in Daybreak Top Oil? Here's a tractor. You've been serving up breakfast rolls. You've been keeping the community fed through this.
Yeah, it's been tough. But sure, look, you know, we've all been grouping together and people are covering each other's shifts, and whoever can come in has come in. So, you know.
And how are you getting to work?
My brother actually has been dropping me in, so I'm lucky. I'm not driving.
Dan Leahy, you just got out of a tractor. How are the roads for you?
Yeah, pretty bad now, right? Especially up on the hills and the back roads, like, they're just about manageable with the tractor now. You wouldn't travel too many with the car, but...
And they are, I've done those back roads, they are shocking. Some of them haven't been treated at all. And we're right on the border. Cork County Council haven't come to this part to clear the roads. Farmers like yourself have been doing it. How difficult is it to get around?
Yeah, no, it is bad now. But plenty of farmers and contractors around are getting out now, right, and scraping what they can and cleaning. Especially up where there's no electricity. We still have no electricity back in Brafford there up in the hills, but hopefully it'll be back later on now.
How are you coping with no electricity?
It's hard going now. You miss it, like, especially it's gone since Saturday night, so...
Since Saturday night?
Yeah, so just travelling around now in the tractor to get to father family who have electricity and stuff.
So you must be freezing.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great, but yeah, we're kind of getting used to it at this stage, you know, but yeah.
Henry, I understand, and this is fitting, you visited a place called Snow's Cross.
You're right, I got lost, as I do in the snow, and I came across an
actual... You didn't even mean to go there.
No.
Henry.
It was heavy, heavy snow, and I came across this area called Snow's Cross, and I was thinking, wow, what a coincidence, but it's always been called that. And I popped into the shop, and guess what? The shopkeeper, she was listening to the Pat Kenny show, which was something else, and I had a quick coffee, and I actually met a farmer that was buying cat food for him, not himself, but his cat, also buying Red Bull for himself.
Hi, Christopher Dineen is my name, a local farmer here in Ballingarry, County Limerick.
So we're actually standing in a place called Snow's Cross. That's yes. The actual real name, and we're covered in snow.
Yeah, absolutely. It was. I'd say we got 7-8 inches of snow on, was it Sunday night, Monday morning?
And it's still here. This is a very isolated part of Limerick. You're a farmer. You're out here getting some cat food and some Red Bull. How hard has it been?
It's not been too bad because it's only been a short period of time. Most of the people around would say it's only yesterday and today people are starting to move out. The roads were cleared the day before yesterday and more so today now, the secondary roads. So people begin to move out now.
Do you have animals, being a farmer?
Yeah. Well, I'm living near the shed that the cattle are in, so it is easy enough to get up to feed them.
So there's the cattle is inside?
Yeah, everything's inside now at the moment. So it is good enough for that reason.
Are you happy enough with the response from the council, from the defence forces?
Yeah, the council have been very good. They've cleared all the main roads as quickly as they possibly could. We had snow ploughs out for the last couple of days. They've done the secondary roads and the minor roads. People are just finding they have to dig themselves out of their own houses, housing estates now. Some of them were done. Yesterday there was a number of housing estates in Ballingarry. They literally had to dig out the snow themselves.
It's very cold right now. It's about, I think, about -5. It will get into your bones. It's extremely cold, isn't it?
It is, but look, once it's dry, you can put on warm clothes, and once you're out and about, you'll be all right.
So you're going for it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Henry McKean from Snow's Cross in County Limerick. Henry, thank you very, very much. Thank you to Barry White, who's in Clonmel as well, in County Tip for us, and to Tom Brosnan, the Civil Defence Officer in Kerry.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.